Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi, today in the Irish Tech News Podcast, we're continuing our theme of speaking to people who are doing internships during a pandemic, which is obviously a bit different, perhaps, or maybe not. So first of all, who do we have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Hi, Simon. I'm Courtney Sugru, and I'm a third year marketing student from MTU and currently interning with Irish Tech News.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. And so we thought it would be interesting for other people thinking of interning just to get a sense of what it's like. And so I guess, how long have you been interning and what was your role as an intern with Irish Tech News?
So I'm now on my 14th week out of 15 weeks of placement. So my role, I was taken on as a marketing intern, and I worked very closely with your social media and creating, boosting engagement to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So which social media did you work with, and were they social media that you had used before?
I worked with Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook. And to be honest, I'd say Facebook would be the only one that I proper use myself. LinkedIn and Twitter, I think I gained experience from being in the placement, because LinkedIn, to be honest, I didn't really know how to use it that much. It was more just for college. But I feel like even interning with you, like, even my connections have went up, which is amazing. Like,
So was what we asked you to do similar to what you had been taught at college? So I'm trying to get my head around being thrown into like a live real world environment. Did it match what you thought it would be like, or was it different?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I feel coming out of college, you only have theory skills. Like, you've no practical skills whatsoever. So when you're taught, like, do this, you're like, oh, like, how will I put this theory into practice? But, like, I think at the start, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. But, like, after 2 weeks, you actually realize it's actually fine. And, like, I asked, sure, you and John questions, and it was actually grand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And so, I guess, what were the challenges and what bits were like you expected and what bits were different to how you thought it might have been?
I suppose, like, we always heard about people being on site and, like, being remote. I was like, what is it going to be like? Because with college, like, it was constant Zoom calls and all that, and I hated it. But, like, with placement, I actually didn't mind being at home. Like, I was able to just get up, turn on the computer, ask you questions if I needed it, work way myself. And, like, I suppose, like, it was grand as well having Pia, the other marketing intern, because when we got work to do, like, it was something to change up the day as well. I enjoyed that. But, it kind of was what I expected in a way, because I knew that, like, it was going to be remote and you just have to try communicate. Like, I suppose I had to tell myself that no question was a super question. Mm-hmm. At the start, I was like, oh, if I ask this now, will they be like, does she know what she's doing at all? But I think once you ask it, you're like, yeah, it's actually fine.
Yeah, look, I mean, and I think the thing is, I mean, because we did an interview yesterday, and if someone else is using TLAs, three-letter acronyms, I don't always know what they mean. And then I figure if I'm not 100% sure, then other people might not. And I think the thing is that it's better to ask at the beginning than not be sure and then go off on the wrong tangent, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I would have hated now if I went off and done something, you'd be like, that's not what I wanted. I'd be like, oh. So I was like, I'm just going to ask the super questions now and get them out of the way. So then I'll get the best experience that I can instead of constantly wondering if it's even right.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And so in what you do generates a lot of data and analytics. So I guess, were you expecting to look at the data as much as we would ask you to? And then when you did look at the data, how did it help you to inform your marketing?
I don't think I was expecting as much Excel, really, because when I first went into college, I went through the business route and then I branched into marketing. So since I went to marketing, there's not been much Excel at all. So I was kind of surprised at that. But I also had a background of it that I knew what was going on. But, like, I didn't expect marketing to be a lot of data, which Oliver kind of is. And I suppose you kind of know from the impressions, like, whether you're doing it right or wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So from the impressions and from the data, in what ways did you use that to evolve and change the marketing campaigns that you did?
Like, I think at the start, like, I think it was because I was new in that, obviously, you know, the clicks were a bit lower and all that. But like, after a while, when you kind of realize, oh, I'm after getting the hang of it now, I'll phrase it in a different way, see if that works. That works better. So like, yeah, that's perfect. Now that's another start. And then just keep trying to improve it until the impressions and the clicks do go up.
And so, like, if I guess, first of all, right, so what tips would you give, like, if you were doing it again, or if you were talking to next year's round of people going to do a marketing internship, what kind of tips would you give to them based on your experience?
I think when I was still in college and they're putting up the job specs, like, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do. Like, there was this one going up and I didn't know. But I feel like whether you know what you want to do or not, I think placement, it gives you like a wide experience, and it gives you a chance to maybe be like, oh, I have an interest in this, or I don't have an interest in this. And even if, like, I enjoyed my placement and I do like the social media aspect of marketing, and that's exactly what I was looking for. But I feel like even if you didn't enjoy your placement, if someone didn't, then they know maybe that's not the real angle I'm going down, you know? So I feel like keep your options open, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So I guess what you're saying is try things other than what you think it is you know you want to do.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, so therefore, going forwards, you know, like, so you're going to be graduating in a year, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to do fourth year, yeah.
So what would your ideal job be? And has it changed from having done the internship? Have you said, well, I definitely don't want to do that, or I want to do that? So, like, I mean, for people like you in your position about to graduate in a year's time, what kind of jobs would you be excited to do? What would you like to do, and what wouldn't you like to do?
I feel, in a way, I actually still don't know what I want to do, but I do think I will go down like the social media marketing route. I do enjoy that. I think it's very broad. It gives a lot of different experiences then as well, and it brings a lot of different kind of chances and opportunities in that, because I feel like everything lately is online, especially now with the pandemic.
Yeah, so this is what I'm wondering too, is in your ideal world, in doing that kind of job, do you imagine it being remote, in an office, blended? And if you could choose, what would the breakdown, what would your preferred breakdown be? Like, would you rather be in an office, or rather be, you know, on a laptop in Bali, or, you know?
I think I definitely prefer to be in the office. As much, like, I didn't mind this remote placement at all, but with college-wise, like, I didn't like it at all. And I feel like, you know, constantly being at home, like, I like to get out, I like to meet people, I like to talk. So I do feel like I would like to be in the office, maybe blended, maybe 2 days remote, 3 days in the office, but definitely more days in than out anyway.
Yeah, look, I mean, and I think a lot of people have said that, you know, there's that whole element of sociability and, you know, communication that you can only achieve so much of that, where you can't really in remotely. So, yeah, that makes sense. So therefore, in that situation in the future, where do you think social media is going? Like, so we had you working on, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and then, you know, Pia was doing Instagram and Snapchat and other things. Which ones do you think are going to be the most effective in the future, or, you know, or TikTok, or, you know, like, which ones do you think really maybe resonate with people the most?
I feel Facebook, anyway, in a few years' time, I don't think it'll be a big thing at all. I think TikTok is huge. Like, I only came across TikTok now in the first pandemic, and I'm constantly on it.
Okay.
Like, I think it's huge, and I feel like that'll be a really, really big marketing thing.
Okay, so why? So what is it about it that draws you to it, and that you're constantly on it? I mean, because it definitely seems to be playing out, but what's the attraction?
I don't even know, really. I think I literally just sit there and watch it for hours, but like, you'd see people's ads, all right, but I feel like people need to be like more creative with it I feel like I'm not the most creative now myself, but I feel in marketing terms, like, you want to watch something funny, you want to watch something that's going to catch your eye, do you know what I mean? And in TikTok, I feel like that's exactly what people have to do. Like, the other ones are very generic, like, the other ones you can kind of do anything on them, but I feel like TikTok is definitely more creative than the rest.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking to someone about what their most successful YouTube video was, and it was one that combined humor, quirkiness, and a degree of informativeness. And therefore, would you feel that similarly on TikTok, the things that fly are the ones that you feel are a bit more off the wall and not just corporate in their messaging?
100%, yeah. Like, I'd send a TikTok to my friends and my sister and that, and they'd always be like funny ones. They'd never be like kind of a boring ad. They'd always be ones that I would catch my attention on that. So that's what I feel like. It's definitely the humor that catches people.
Mm-hmm. So if you were hired to be a head of marketing and you had to map out the plan, what tips and what would your plan be for a company looking to be able to have a successful marketing campaign?
Well, I wouldn't be the most creative now myself. Like, if it came to TikTok, I definitely wouldn't fit in with that. But definitely kind of, I think posting very, very often on certain social medias, I wouldn't. Like, I feel myself sometimes when I see stuff coming up, I'm like, oh, they're posting again. But other people can get away with it. Like, on Twitter, as you taught me, you get away with it. And definitely, because I could go on Twitter and I see something new all the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like on Instagram and that, like, if I see the same thing again, I'm like, oh, this company is going again. So definitely, I think less is more sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, have an informative message. And I feel like that will capture people rather than putting it up constantly, if you get me.
Definitely. And yeah, the challenge is, I guess, there's so much noise and there's so much out there, isn't there? So you know, if you go down the less is more, which again, you don't want to spam your audience, I guess you have to find that sweet spot really between not annoying people but not being so minimal that they don't notice what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Like, don't spam them, as you said, but also be informative, get your message out there and capture people's attention, I suppose. Yeah.
Cool. So penultimate question then. Is there anything that you wish you had learned more of in college, or when you go back, you would now like to learn more about?
I remember when you first, like, when I first started and you brought up about track links and all that, like, honestly, I don't even think I've ever heard about that. And I was like, I don't know how to do this. And it was actually very easy in the end. It was literally like, just copy and paste the link and you have it. But like in college, mm-hmm. I feel like they teach you all about the social medias, but they don't teach you how to like push everything out there. And I feel like placement gives you the chance to do that, and like definitely gave me a good chance. Like I don't mind now going into fourth year after placement, because it's given me a break from college, and it's also given me the experience to put my theory into practical use and then to go back into college. And I feel like I'd have more of an understanding for stuff then, because I'm already after doing it in like a real business situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I mean, and I guess with a lot of these things, your first reaction is, oh my God, what is it? And then generally, you know, there's an explainer video or there's a walkthrough. And the great thing is we don't have to know how to actually code it. We just have to know how to, like you say, copy and paste and plug it in.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like sometimes you could overthink something way too much, but it's actually as simple as you said, copy and paste and put it in.
Yeah. So, okay, so what do you feel was your most successful post piece of marketing and that you're that was either you're most proud of, or you most enjoyed, or you felt was most effective?
I think it might have been the one that, remember, that you and John got me and Pia to do with all the posts. Remember, it was it like 5 or 6 rows of
All the pictures of all the guests.
Yeah, uh-huh. Definitely that, yeah. Because I remember doing that at the time, and like you'd be like, oh, say 5 rows of 6, and we do it, and then you'd be like, try this, and we're like, oh, cropping photos, and it took so much time, but in the end it was actually so worth it, because like even seeing it in the video that John sent, I was like, I'm actually kind of proud of that, like that we actually done that and it's in the video and it actually looks great.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's that thing, isn't it? I mean, like the Beeple NFT that sold for like 67 million, you know, and that's, I don't know, that's like 13 years of composite images, you know? And so it's that collage effect that it does look good, doesn't it?
Definitely. Like, I feel like it was so time consuming. And at the time I was like, how much more rows does he want? But like when it was done, like you definitely knew what you were looking for. And when it was done, I was actually glad. And then especially then seeing in the video, I think it was more of a sense of like satisfaction being like, I actually done that. Like,
It was really cool. Yeah. And it looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. It looked really, really cool. Yeah.
Awesome. So look, well done. Thanks for that. How can people learn more about you and your work?
I have a LinkedIn and I know I have a Twitter as well for marketing. So I think that's under Sugru Courtney and my LinkedIn is under my own name, Courtney Sugru.
Awesome. So as normal, we'll include all of the links. So if people want to find out more about you, they can go to those places. So thanks very much, Courtney.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.